you're not weeding out your limiting beliefs, negative stories, or if you're not weeding out these love blocks, right, that are keeping you from attracting the right person, it's going to be very difficult for you to attract your ideal partner.
Welcome to the Phase 4 podcast, inspired by Vishen Lakhiani and Ajit Nawalkar, co-founders of EverCoach, a division of Vine Valley. In this podcast, we speak to coaches and creatives about where they were, where they are, and where they are going. This is the intersection of what we focus on expands, and your story is your superpower. My guest today is Emmy Valerio. She's helping women heal their love blocks and attract their ideal partner. And today she's going to share what she does and more with us. And Emmy, welcome to the podcast.
I'm excited to be here. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I usually begin with like, how did you end up in this space? Or tell us a bit more about that journey.
So I'm a counselor turned coach. So I have my master's in counseling. And a couple, I would say 7 years ago, I went through a deep breakup. I was engaged to be married to my then fiance. And you know how sometimes people say that they have visions or they have dreams of, you know, women's intuition. Like, women's intuition truly peaked up. This one night I was in my dream, I saw my ex fiance, you know, cheating on me. But I received a phone call from the girl telling me, hey, this is so-and-so and I are together. And mind you, this is just all in my dreams. So the next day, I contacted him and like, hey, I had a dream. You know, sometimes my dreams, you know, come true. Like, is this what's happening with you? Are you cheating on me? Like, if you are, tell me now before, you know, we start setting dates and venues and start looking into venues and, you know, joining our families together type of situation. And he's telling me no, like, this is not happening. Nope, this is not happening, in a, you know, narcissistic way. Like, he's gonna, you know, sugarcoat it for me, or, you know, he tried love bombing me into thinking that this wasn't happening. A couple of months, maybe a couple of weeks prior to my birthday, the girl called me. She told me that she's pregnant and is getting ready, you know, to, she conceived and is having his baby. So what am I going to do about it? And I'm there like, what do you mean, what am I going to do about it? Because I don't know you. And, you know, another woman would have probably cursed her out. But because I had, you know, emotional maturity at that time, I was able to say, you know, I'm going to have a conversation with my then ex-fiance. And when I did, found out he was cheating on me. Going through the breakup journey, I realized that I wasn't the only woman that was going through this devastating, heartbreaking event, right? I'm not the only woman that's ever gotten her heart broken, but I am a woman who's figured out different, who's figured out a foundational framework, right, to help women heal through heartbreak and realize exactly why they're choosing that particular partner. Because if we think about it, the men that we are choosing are sometimes, or, you know, the partners that we're choosing, because it could be gender neutral, it could be men and women or women, the person that we're choosing are normally, we're choosing out of a state of fear, or we're choosing out of wounds that are embedded from childhood, right? So for me, because I had the counseling knowledge and the methodologies from counseling and training from counseling, I was able to incorporate it into my healing journey and sped up my healing journey to where, you know, 30 days later, I was fully empowered by my breakup. You know, realizing that what parts I took into play and had clarity in how to move forward. So that's how I got into this. I really just want to help other women who were in the same similar position that I was in to be able to heal, but then to also be able to recognize the love blocks that are keeping them from choosing and attracting their ideal partner.
Beautiful. So that's tragedy or trauma into triumph, pain into purpose.
Yeah.
And that master's brain counseling, that's huge. Like, and you can see it, right? You said that, but that's huge because you have the awareness of like, okay, these are emotions. So when they come, you already know, oh, this is what was, I knew this was going to happen. Whereas if you don't have that background, man, it could be really for a long time devastating.
It definitely is, where it can be a downslope, especially if you don't have the educational background from, you know, having my master's in counseling definitely did help. And that's why I was able to quantum leap within my healing journey versus, you know, it being very stagnant and stale, I guess, because I hear a lot of the women, you know, clients that I have, their healing journey, you know, they see themselves healing and they're healing consciously. And I have to sit there and tell them, like, no, unconsciously, you are still harboring those fears. You are still harboring those wounds. You are still harboring those childhood traumas that is not allowing you to move in the right direction, right? Because when we're talking about life in general, life is all about movement, right? Going, moving forward and propelling and learning from our trials, right? Learning from our trial thinking, you know, sorry, I'm here thinking for the word, but learning from our trials and tribulations. And there's a lot of us that we don't learn from our mistakes. And that's why, well, we don't learn from our trials. I don't want to call them mistakes because they're not mistakes. They're learning curves, right? So we don't learn from them. And hence why we continue to cycle through them, right? So.
Right. And like, also you're saying that, so those other women that don't have the awareness that just the emotions flood them, but then they think they get over it, then they end up back in the same relationship with the same type of person again.
Yeah, you end up going through the same relationship patterns, right? Start going through the relationship cycle, the same similar cycle. And not only that, you're just dating the same guy with just a different face, right? Same characteristics. And if you are a woman or a man who wants to date someone of value, right, of someone of substance that you can do life with, then something has to change.
Yeah, and it's usually inside, right? It's not usually, it's always inside. It's not that other person will change. It's, you have to change yourself first.
Yeah, exactly. You have to do the inner work first in order for you to be able to see the fruits of your labor on the outside, right? Like, no one goes, when I'm talking about it, I'm thinking about farming, right? I don't know why this analogy is coming to me, but we'll go with the farming analogy, right? It's like farming, right? You plant a seed, no one looks at, you know, when you're planting a seed, you don't get the flowers in, you know, a day or two, right? Like, this flower needs, you know, it needs the soil, it needs the water, right? Like, you need to be able to water this plant in order for it to grow. And it's like your inner self, right? You're not going to grow like that flower if you're not watering your inner self. If you're not really taking the time to weed out, right, any of these limiting beliefs, any of these negative thoughts, if you're not weeding out, I was wondering where this analogy was going, but I'm so glad that it's working out for me. Super glad that it's working out for me. I was like listening to Source talk to me at the same time. And I'm like, okay, God, where are we going with this? But I see it now, right? It's like, you're not weeding out your limiting beliefs, negative stories, or if you're not weeding out these love blocks, right, that are keeping you from attracting the right person, it's going to be very difficult for you to attract your ideal partner.
Yeah, it's always an inside job, and you want to plant seeds instead of weeds. That's for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. There you go. I was wondering where I was going with it, but I'm so glad it worked out.
And you said earlier that 5% that people are trying to do consciously, right? And so science, we know that that's only 5% of our actual thing. So
yeah,
the analogy is like you're trying to take this tiny little computer and the 95% is subconscious from lifetime and beliefs. And you're going to try to override this huge 95% with a little 5%. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. That's why we have to take a I like to say, instead of just looking at the surface, right, the surface level, this is how the Titanic like sank, right? You were looking, the Titanic was only looking at the surface of the iceberg, but what really hit them the most was the bottom of the iceberg, which was really big and thick, right? Your subconscious is the same way. A lot of the limiting beliefs, a lot of your distrust, a lot of your trauma is stored in the subconscious area, subconscious mind. And if you are not reprogram, if you don't reprogram that subconscious mind, you're going to be like the Titanic and you might just sink.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful analogy. The visual, everyone knows it. We can see it. We get it. Perfect analogy. Thank you. And so, how do we change those limiting beliefs?
Oh, there's a lot of different tools that you can utilize to reprogram your subconscious mind. My favorite is hypnotherapy. I do that with my clients a lot, where we are capable of going into those limiting beliefs and forming those limiting beliefs into positive change. And then there's also visualization.
Let's stay with hypnotherapy for a sec because it's really good.
Let's stay there. We want it.
So for someone maybe who doesn't know what it is, I use something, self-hypnosis, every night when I go to bed. I listen to these audios. It's just this Australian girl telling me how great I am or whatever. But it's the same thing, right? Because when you're going through sleep, when you're hitting those theta right in between sleep and waking, that's when the walls come down and you're not blocking yourself and you're not, the guard isn't up, right? The guard falls down and then you can just kind of drop them in. But and then before I interrupted you, you were about to say visualization and other things. So let's pick
Oh,
that
yeah,
back up.
of course. So hypnotherapy is one of the greatest tools that I've utilized with my clients. I really love seeing the transformation that can happen off of, 1 to 3 sessions with a client, especially when it comes to heartbreak. Then we can do visualization, which visualization is similar to meditation, where we are truly focusing and we are visualizing, right, what our the state of mind that we want to be, right? So when I say the state, where I'm talking about the emotion, right, that you want to evoke, right? So whether is it that you want to see, if you're stressed out, right, and you want to use visualization, the state or the emotion that you would want to evoke from being stressed is being flowy, right? Some people might want to, no longer be anxious and they just want to go with the flow. Or some of my clients, when they come to me, they are, seeing themselves, wanting their mindset is in a state of lack, right? So we can do a visualization tool, a technique to be in a state of abundance, to be in a state of growth, right? So that's exactly what I mean in regards to visualization and these techniques that truly do help. There's so many EFT, emotional freedom technique, right? Where you do the tapping, like you're literally tapping at your meridian point. And each meridian point that you're tapping on releases just that emotion that's trapped within your body. But then most importantly, it shifts that and changes the state, right? Once again, the emotions. And then breath work, transformative and truly empowering, right? Where you utilize your breath, right? To like, similar to meditation, but utilizing your breath to be able to release a lot of the stored trauma in your nervous system, right? And that's one of the things that I tell my clients. It's like you feel like you've released this trauma consciously, but subconsciously that trauma still exists within your body. So breath work definitely helps you release it, releases that emotional state, right, from your nervous system. So
Yeah, the EFT,
that's important.
emotional freedom technique, tapping the meridian points. That's like the easiest visualization and definition of blocked to flow properly through different channels in your body where it's stuck. And so, yeah, tapping's good. Breath work's huge. I talked about this on a previous episode, but about breath work, like the more I think about it, the more I'm aware of breathing all day long. I think one question I kind of ask everybody is that this is the phase four podcast, and phase four in the sixth phase is all about creating a future 3 years from today. So where is Emmy 3 years from today?
Ooh, 3 years from today. That's a good question. 3 years from today, I have helped over 1,000 women heal from, you know, heal their love blocks so that they can attract their ideal partner. But I've been speaking in stages, being, you know, paid to speak on amazing stages. Probably, 3 years from now, I'll be on Forbes 40 Under 40. That's one of my goals. 40 under 40, and, you know, really be seen for doing, you know, the purpose work that I've been called to do. Really, I guess, going to my flower, my farming and, you know, my flower visualization, right? Visual, really seeing my flower and finally smelling it, you know, that's where I see myself in the next 3 years.
Wow. That's a beautiful, another visualization, right? You're doing the work is planting the seeds, working the land.
Yeah.
And then eventually it blooms and you get to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Every year around June 18th or so, we have these flowers. We got lots of flowers, but there's these one particular ones called peonies.
I love peonies.
Just such these big pink flowers, but the smell is just like, oh my God. It's like intoxicating.
I love peonies. Peonies and hydrangeas, definitely my favorites.
All right. And so what would it look like to work with you? Do you one-on-one, groups, any, both? What does it look like?
So because of the transformative work that I do, I love working one-on-one with my clients because that allows me to get deep into your blueprint, your love blueprint, right? Really getting deep into your family history and getting deep as to why you are or, you know, emotionally react the way that you react and what are those love blocks that are keeping you from attracting that type of person that you want, you see yourself being with, right? And then really doing the inner work, the shifting work, right? That's going to help you to get that result of finding a man of high value that you can I keep doing this. What does this mean? That you can connect with. There you go. I'm like, why am I doing this? But I'm like, universe, why? God, why? But connect with. Yeah.
All right. And maybe like, what are some of the most common blocks you see around it? Because I'm sure there's a similar story happening again and again.
Yeah, some common love blocks that I see women cycle through is feeling not worthy or adequate, right, to attract that type of love. I see women go through, you know, just feeling unworthy, right? That's the big one. I think another love block is just feeling not deserving, right? That's a love block in itself, where the women that I work with just don't feel like the person that they are with
you're good. You're saying that the most common is that I'm not enough or that I can't, that's not for me, that's someone else, and that they don't feel worthy, which is actually them projecting it out, and it vibrates across, and then it comes across like that, and then that's the response they're going to get, which is crazy.
Yeah. Some common love blocks that I see and witness some of my clients go through is feeling unlovable. Now, that's a common love block because they have, you know, low self-esteem and they struggle with feeling attractive or feeling, you know, connected to their partner. Another love block in which I see my clients have is believing that they do not deserve love. Now, this is a big love block because they lack self-worth and value, right? Like they just don't feel like they deserve it. Maybe because of abandonment issues. I think that's one of the main reason as to why this love block happens, is because a caregiver abandoned them when they were a child, so they feel that they are not deserving of love, right? And then another one is just being afraid of getting hurt, right? Trusting again. I think that's a love block that does keep a lot of my female clients from, from dating again, or really approaching life with tenacity, because they fear that the person that they date, the next person that they date, is just going to hurt them again, right? But we have to understand that that's just operating in a lower vibration. And so I take women, and mainly women, I say women because that's who I work with, I take them through this amazing journey where they cycle from going from not trusting to understanding that, you know, trust is just about self-trust, right? Trusting yourself. And if you're unable to trust another person, it's because, once again, you have to start with from within. It's because you're lacking that self-trust within yourself. So those are the three main blocks that I see with my clients.
Yeah, for sure. It's not even just with relationships. This is mostly with everything. I'm a coach too, and it's, you see it all the time. It's like, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, or that's not for me, like that's other people. And it's like, no, you get to make it up. You get to do whatever you want, and you can do whatever you want. But I digress.
Yeah.
Have you ever read a book called The Five Love Languages?
Yes, I have.
Right. So I wonder how that plays into it, kind of.
I wouldn't say the five love languages as much as your attachment style plays with it, right? Because your attachment style definitely has a lot to do with, you know, how you love, right? Like whether you are a secure attachment style, or whether you are an avoidant attachment style, or you're an anxious attachment style, right? It plays out how you exude love and really just show love to this world, right? Because if you're an avoidant attachment, or no, if you're an anxious attachment style, you already feel or fear, right? Like that person is going to leave you. So you are going to hold on to them like an eagle holds on to its prey, right? Because you don't want to let go. You don't want this person to just leave you, right? So you're already feeling as if you're not deserving of love, hence why you're going to hatch on like that eagle, right? If you're an avoidant attachment style, now you are fearing as if, you're fearing that person, with avoidant attachment styles, it could be a lot of different things. But for most of my clients with avoidant attachment styles, they are going to probably discard their partner before their partner discards them, right? So they are fearing that they're not enough, but also fearing that their partner is just going to leave them. So they have no problem with just walking away. And so that ties into that love block of just not having that trust within yourself, that self-trust, and knowing that, hey, I am deserving of love. And hey, if that person leaves, then that's their choice. And I get to let that play out versus fearing like they're going to leave me first. That's why I'm going to walk out the door or self-sabotage that relationship, you know? So a lot of the women that gravitate to me have an anxious attachment style. And the reason why is I feel like they gravitate towards me is because that is the love style the attachment style in which I had. I had a anxious attachment style prior to doing the work that I am doing now and growing it into a secure attachment style. Because one of the things that a lot of people forget is that just because healing is not linear, right? So just because I've done the healing, it doesn't mean that these thought patterns are going to come back up again, right? It just means that I have the tools and the tips and the techniques to a pattern interrupt my brain, right? from believing those thoughts, right? And really like pouring into those thoughts. So if I started to like an anxious attachment thought, start feeling like I don't deserve love, or I'm not worthy of love, or I don't feel like I'm lovable in that moment, I can say, Emmy, but you know, do you have any like, what am I trying to do? Emmy, like, do you have any like references to believe that that is true? And then I'll sit there and I'll say, well, no, I don't have any references. I have references that tell me that I am lovable. I have references that tell me that, you know, my parents, they love me. My friends, they, you know, they love me, and I'm secure in myself. I love myself. You get what I'm saying? So I can reprogram that thought, right, pattern, and say, reprogram that thought pattern and say to myself, like, no, like, you are lovable. You don't have to believe that thought pattern to it, for it to be true. Like, reframing that thought pattern. That's the word I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's so true, right? You can reframe it, the exact same situation, and you get to decide how you want to see it. There's a book called Paradise Lost from like 1800, but the quote is that the mind in of itself can make a heaven of hell or a hell of heaven right here on earth.
And yeah,
it's just however you look at it, right? So yeah, definitely agree with that. I guess as we begin to wind down, if this episode resonates with you, please like, subscribe, share, follow, but no hard sell. And reach out to Emmy if you need a relationship coach. And I guess before I kind of ask my final questions, I like to always let the guests just take it where they will. With, if you have something to sell, I want you to sell it. If you have a message of hope, or if there's something I missed or something you want to cover that I didn't get to, take it wherever you want.
Okay. So I do offer free consultation calls, so we can start there. I also do offer a self-love meditation bundle. This self-love meditation bundle is to help you really just crank up the self-love, right? If you're feeling as if you're unworthy of love, or feeling as if you're not deserving of love, this self-love meditation bundle is going to help you do that. Because it's going to tap into that subconscious mind that we were talking about earlier and help you reprogram it there, right? And then I do have my amazing one-on-one program that I'll be rolling out come the spring. It's called Love Alchemy. Now, Love Alchemy is a 9-week one-on-one program where you have me as your amazing, lovable coach, right? That's going to tap into a lot of different subconscious modalities that it's going to transform the way that you love, your love blueprint, but then also transform these love blocks so that they're no longer standing in your way of attracting that high value man that you desire. So we're talking about doing hypnotherapy in this. We're doing past life regression. That's one of my favorites as well. That really does transform the way that you, the first interaction of when you fell in love and how that first heartbreak happened. So it transforms that. But then we're also doing a lot of different types of inner work that's going to, like I said, quantum leap your healing journey, right? Because we don't want you to be stagnant, Susie. We want you here to just be healing hope and truly transform the way that you choose love.
Yeah, this is beautiful. So the theme that I'm hearing throughout is like, there is work to do, but if you do the work, it's going to pay dividends.
It definitely does. If you do the work, I think that that's one of the things that a lot of people feel. It's like they're afraid to do the work, but it's like if you do the work and you truly pour into yourself, there's so much that can happen within 9 weeks of just working with me. So
amazing. And my final question is, how can people reach you?
Oh, you guys can reach me on, you can reach me by email. That's hello@shecommands.com, which is shecommands, shecommands.com. Or you can reach out to me on IG, Instagram, or Facebook, @shecommands. And those are amazing ways that you can reach out to me, or I'm sure you'll put the link down below and click right there.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Yeah, we will put the links down below. Emmy, I'm so grateful for your time today. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
I'm grateful for your time. This has been an amazing, amazing podcast to be a part of. And I can only imagine how this is going to transcend, right, and heal people. So thank you, JP of the Phase 4 podcast and the Phase 4 family. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.